The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaron. I have created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and sexual intimacy back into our lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing? And how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot. And I'm sure you are feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. So I think I have found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share all of this and more. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life. It was affecting my personal relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. How could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answers, of course, and don't we all? And being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was very unexpected. I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else and life to provide that for me. And I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies, TV, or in the amazing books that I had read in the past. And I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders, coaches, counselors, motivational speakers, and reading some books, they gave me the tools and the techniques on how to get the answers. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. How come no one teaches you this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from our ancestors. I found me, and I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, no one else can satisfy my needs, and no one else even has a clue what does it for me. And it isn't their job, it's my job. So what did this mean? It meant figure out what excites me, figure out what scares me, figure out what I would love to try doing, and figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills. I didn't even have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning. I love to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded. I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening for me too, where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others. And that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, the loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me also. So I have designed this show to help you do the same. Sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately, as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all the fun, passion, and intimacy into your life that you deserve also. And if you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamarin@figureitoutlive.com, or hit the email host button here on my host page here on Voice America on this show, Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So today, again, this week, I am so excited. It is just me. Hopefully we get some people calling in with some questions. People are following on Facebook, making comments. So let's see what happens today. But I am excited because this is the launch of the next theme in my radio show series, my YouTube series, and everything that I speak about and write about on my website. So we are now rotating 5 different themes. And this week is called Sex in the Kitchen. Again, this really is a fantasy for everybody, and a lot of my themes really are about fantasies, but at the same time, I want to give you guys additional information because we do have a fantasy theme week, which is called Behind the Red Door. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks, but today, this Sex in the Kitchen, the focus is really about teaching you guys how to add the foods into your regular everyday life. When I say the words aphrodisiacs, automatically people assume, oh God, yeah, it's going to give me a lot of energy. And some people are afraid to have that energy. And some people want that energy. And they think that it has to be only when you're going to have sex. No, this is not true. This is what I'm going to teach you guys a little bit today about the history of aphrodisiacs, why we need to eat healthy in our diet consistently. And I don't mean you have to be 100%. I love to try and follow that rule 80-20, you know, 80% of the time I'm doing pretty good, 20% of the time that's my fun time. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. On this theme every week, I'm going to give you guys some recipes. Sometimes they're going to be free recipes. What I might actually start doing is posting those up on the new website, tamaronsplace.com. Check it out. Or I might actually start sharing some recipes from my ebook that's actually going to launch next week. It's a book I put together a couple of years ago, and people are still asking for it. So I've decided to have it transferred into an ebook for you guys. So you're going to be able to download that online, and that's going to be available dirt cheap. I'm lowering the price for you guys for $6.90. So very excited about that. So lots of great stuff coming your way for you guys, sharing with you. And again, anytime I share something, I just want to remind you guys that it is, these are the things that I use in my own life. And that is what makes me the expert. I'm calling myself a sexual intimacy lifestyle expert because the lifestyle is everything. It's what you think, it's what you do, it's how you behave, it's how you're treated, it's everything. So it's not just about sex. It's about that entire lifestyle that we need to enhance, all right? And again, it's not about being perfect. It's just understanding, having the knowledge available to you, and you choose to do what you want with it. So very excited. And also what I've got some great guests lined up for future shows who have some really amazing kitchen gadgets that they've designed. And again, it's to help us create that whole essence of, you know, erotica and intimacy in our home as well. And these are some of the shows that are going to be coming up. So I've got some really cool people lined up for you guys. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned on the show. And I suggest that you sign up for my Tamarons TV YouTube channel, because you're going to see videos every week of who's going to be up on my show. And that's also where you get to see some of the things that I've been talking about. So today's video was called Sweeter Than Honey on YouTube, and I showed you exactly how to use the product, some of the products that I'm going to be talking about today. Again, so just another way for you guys, if you can't remember all the information I'm sharing on the show, go check out those videos because they're quick. They're never long videos. I don't make them longer than 5-6 minutes if they even go that long. So very excited. So that's what it is today. This theme is called Sex in the Kitchen. So before I even start, as always, and I just posted this on Facebook on my personal page, I love to pull tarot cards, and this is a part of my daily life. And so every week before the show, I actually pull a card before I launch the show. And this is after I've done my notes and stuff like that, just to, you know, give reference to what I'm going to be talking about. And on this show, I always pull the cards from Doreen Virtue, her Romance Angel Oracle cards. And the card today said, make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you are guided to take. And it says here, you received this card because some action steps on your part are necessary in order for your prayers about your love life to be answered. The angels have opened the doors for you, and now it's time for you to walk through them. The first thing that comes to mind with respect to taking action is a good starting place for you. So when you ask for spiritual help, you always receive it. And often this comes in the form of intuitive guidance, which consists of repetitive feelings and thoughts. You get the sense that you should do this or that, and you receive this card as a nudge to actually take that action. So you'll then receive the next piece of the puzzle, meaning another intuitive message about what to do. And if you like, you can ask the angels to give you the motivation, the courage, the time, and the energy to take these steps. So know that each one brings you closer upon the pathway to great love. And that is very true. I do believe in that as well. When you ask for some, I don't ask for things specifically in my life. I don't ask for a car, or I don't ask for a house or whatever. I ask for something that is going to enhance my life so that I can do whatever. So when I'm asking for something very specific, when it comes to my health, and this is what we're talking about today because we're going to be talking about food, trust your guidance that even if you don't know something about how to make your life better, you might just be getting that intuitive guidance to go see a nutritionist or to go see somebody or to go get yourself checked out. Because for men and women, my target market is usually people 30 and up that listen to this show, people that follow me and ask me questions. And so when we're getting a little bit older and if we haven't been looking after ourselves, then we're going to have to start doing something about it. And sometimes it's a very specific mineral or it's a specific vitamin or something or an enzyme, whatever. It could be something very specific that we're actually lacking in our diet, or we could be eating it and our body is not absorbing it. All right, so go get yourself checked out if any of this rings true for you guys, all right? Because today we're going to be talking about some very, very specific things. So before I go for my first break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly share with you guys what I talked about in the video, because if you do want to find further information, you can go look at that video, but I'm just going to quickly share because I gave a really quick tip. A lot of people freak out when they say to me, oh, I don't have time to make my own food. And, you know, I don't have to have times to make everything natural. I do provide prepared food. I get that. But that doesn't mean you have to not do anything at all. So some of the quick things that you can do is you can go out and you can buy aphrodisiacs that are actually already available in a tea form. So some of them are loose, some of them are in tea bags, and I'm going to be talking right now about a product that is actually Canadian. They are available in the States as well. This company, their products are absolutely amazing. It's called the Algonquin Tea Company, and they only have about 6 or 7 different teas, but this one is called the Awakening Tea, and so it's a stimulating tea, so it's actually an aphrodisiac. And they don't say it on the front of the label. You'd kind of have to know this, but because I knew it, you know, when I bought the product, I knew. But it's called Awakening Tea, and it says it blends nutritious and supports herbs with stimulating herbs, producing a wonderful, balanced, uplifting tea that energizes without the side effects of caffeine. So the traditional use are a stimulant, an aphrodisiac, or a tonic for circulation and blood to reduce arthritic and headache pain. All right, so you need to understand that. We're going to talk about that after the first break. Is what does it mean to be an aphrodisiac? So anything that creates circulation and blood movement and blood flow, that's what you need in your body, because when you're actually having sex with someone, you need to have your body available to be stimulated. So it really is crucial. All right. So we're going to talk about that more after the first break. And what you can do is, as an extra little quick little bonus, is to get raw honey wherever it is that you live. Honey is something, again, that should be purchased within 100 miles of where you live. So get yourself some raw honey. That's unpasteurized honey. What has the pollen in it? And you see in my video, I explained to you where the pollen is, and you can see it in the honey. And bee pollen has bee vitamins, which keeps you calm. All right, so you need something to stimulate you, but to keep calm. You want to be calm when you're with your partner or if you're with somebody new. All right, so I'm going to take my first break. I'm running a little bit late. And just to remind you guys, this is Tamron. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on VoiceAmerica.com Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more about aphrodisiacs after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too, and we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here with me. And just want to remind you guys, again, just like I talked about before the first break, get on to my YouTube channel called Tamron's TV. It's a lot of fun. You're going to see lots of fun videos, things that are happening. Some of the guests who are local are going to be on video with me, and you get to see what's going on here in my actual intimacy lounge in Bell Fountain. So you're going to get to be a little bit a part of my life here, a little bit of a reality TV and what actually goes on behind the scenes. So lots of fun and comments and things about, you know, things with the staff and some of our customers too. So lots of fun stuff going to be there. So I encourage you guys to do that. Again, follow me on Twitter. We're going to build that up again. I am on LinkedIn as well. And I just always want to remind you guys, check out the website. It is going to be updated. More easier ways for you guys to connect with me. It's going to be repaired by next week as well. So just remember that if you ever have any questions or concerns, I'm going to be honest here. What I do talk about on this radio show is a very private thing for a lot of people. People do want to live out fantasies, or at the very least have the courage to talk about fantasies with their partner. They want to learn more about aphrodisiacs. They want to express themselves more. There's all kinds of great themes we're going to have on here. And I know publicly people don't like to comment. So I love it when you guys send me, whether it's private email messages on Facebook, or you can also message me yourself. I love it when I get the feedback. And I just find in this industry already and what I've been doing that a lot of people won't publicly make a comment or ask a question. So I encourage you guys to do it privately. All right. And I'll make sure that your questions are answered live on the show. Or if not here, they're going to be on the YouTube show as well. So please keep sending them in. I love it when I get stuff. So I got some great stuff last night. So it was so cool. So please do that. And like I say, in hindsight of that, if you do ever want to speak to me about some of the workshops, some of the events that I'm doing, I always offer a free 15-minute consultation call so that I can see if I can actually help you. If I don't feel I can, I certainly will recommend maybe a therapist, a marriage, somebody who works more with marriage, or just relationship counselors or coaches. And a lot of those people have been on my show. I do keep in contact with them. And we do have a great lineup of other people coming up in the future as well. So I'm very connected in this industry. So again, if I don't think I can help you, I will certainly send you on your way to somebody who I do believe can. All right. So enough of that. Get on to my website, tamaronsplace.com. Check it out. See what's going on. And just to remind you guys, we are going to be talking about aphrodisiacs. So I do have a workshop called Get in the Mood Naturally, where I do share with you guys a ton of stuff about how to use more than just herbs, essential oils. And I give you recipes and snacks and drinks and all kinds of things. I talk about tantra people and some good books to read. And I give you all kinds of references. I share some of my personal stuff with you guys. And I really do share on experiences. So that you have to go to the website and check out. Again, it's called Get in the Mood Naturally. All right, so let's get into this today. All right, we're talking about aphrodisiacs. So I am actually taking reference from the Sexual Herbal. This is one of my Bible books. It's written by a woman by the name of Bridget Mars, who I believe is in LA. And this whole book is everything that you could ever possibly want to know about enhancing sexuality, sex, the physical body, the mental, everything. It's a great book. I encourage you guys to get it. Again, it's called The Sexual Herbal by Bridget Mars. She says here, good sex requires and builds good health. You may be fortunate in feeling that you have plenty of both in your life, or you may feel you could use a little boost. And in either case, there are many ways to expand love, sensual awareness, excitement, satisfaction, and health benefits. So what you want to do when you want to enhance your physical body, you want to start adding aphrodisiac foods and herbs into your diet. Again, this is what I said early on in the show. It's not about replacing what you're doing. Just start adding more things. Don't ever feel like, you know, you're depriving your body of something. When you want to change something in the food aspect of your diet. And a lot of people get messed up over that. And I know I used to think that way too. So I'm just saying, when you need to change something, when your body's not feeling right, then it just means you got to start altering what you do. Or maybe you might have to actually start using things that you're not used to. So be open to experimenting. All right. So when it comes to stuff like this, we're going to talk about specific things. But I just want to say here, this is one thing she comments about, and I kind of believe in it too. So I'm gonna share this with you really quick. And she says here, buying a product at the natural food store doesn't necessarily make it healthy. So organic whole wheat macaroni and cheese in a box is still a processed food. So the best foods, all right, are unrefined ones that provide a wide range of colors and satisfy your senses. So make your snacks an opportunity for health by letting nuts, seeds, yogurt, fruit, and vegetables replace the junk. So get rid of the candy and the ice cream. Remember that 80-20% rule I talked about. If 80% of your diet is pretty darn good, don't worry about the 20%. But if 80% of your diet is processed food and garbage and pop and everything else and caffeine and alcohol and cigarettes, I'm telling you, your sex drive is going to go down, especially for people ages 30 and up. If you've been living like that for a long time, I guarantee it. I haven't met a person who has been living like that and it didn't affect their sex drive, and I'm 49 years old, so I'm going to be very honest and share that. You can't do it forever, all right? So if you want to have a healthy sex life, you're going to have to start doing it. All right? Get on it and start eating healthier. So these vibrant foods help you feel great and look good in your own body. All right? So remember, sexual energy is extra energy, period. Period. You've got to understand that. It's not something you just take once on the night that you think you're going to have sex or with the daytime, whenever. It's got to be a mainstream part of your diet, all right? So if your body is constantly dealing with digestive stress, like pain, constipation, and other all too common maladies, it is going to dampen your sex life, all right? So here we go. The term aphrodisiac derives from the name Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love, fruitfulness, and beauty. And an aphrodisiac is a substance that puts you in the mood for love, whether it be food, herbs, good conversation, moonlight on the beach, or even lingerie. Some aphrodisiacs have a direct stimulating effect on the erogenous zones, and some affect the mind, causing relaxation, releasing inhibitions, or inspiring passion. Others endow the user with stamina, allowing longer lovemaking sessions. Still others are simply reminiscent of sex in their shape, texture, or smell. So consider the phallic nature of a banana or the sweet succulence of a ripe parmesan. All right? So taken as a tonic, like I talked about with the teas, aphrodisiacs can be enjoyed 30 to 60 minutes before a lovemaking session. However, they are best put to use as an integral element of your daily life, inspiring health, passion, and sensuality throughout the day and offering the utmost of their properties. Okay? So anything that is considered an aphrodisiac is going to have these properties. So these are the things that you guys do need to look for and to watch out for when you're shopping for things. All right. So if it's highly nutritious and it makes a significant contribution to your overall health, then it's going to improve your libido. Guys, listen up. If it nourishes the liver system, which breaks down toxins and excess hormones in the body, helping maintain the immune system and hormonal balance. Anything that nourishes the kidneys, which governs your sexual vitality and your libido, contributes to the ability to bring forth new life, should that be on the agenda. It stimulates circulation, which moves blockages from, boosts your sensitivity, and improves the function of the organs. All right? So some of the foods that satisfy one or more of these requirements to reach and maintain your peak sexual vigor, make them a regular part of your diet. Now, this book she's got, there are so many different foods in here. And today I'm going to talk very specifically about a few of them. All right. So before we go to break, I'm going to just remind you of which ones that you can add. We're going to talk about berries. Okay. So with berries, the sour flavor of the berries is an indicator of their liver activating potential. All right. So you don't want that stagnant liver. The liver is the organ that breaks down the hormones that no longer need by the body. So berries encourage the metabolism of fats and thus improve your circulation. They also increase the circulation of the brain and extremities. So berries are excellent source of colorful antioxidants and flavonoids. And red berries like raspberry build the blood and increase that passion, but they might also increase fertility. Blackberries and blueberries nourish the kidneys and adrenals. So spend an afternoon with your beloved going berry picking, all right? So just remember, with something like that, when it's in season, I'm trying to find things for you guys that are in season right now, no matter where you are in North America. So get out there and start picking up some berries, okay? And I'm going to, after the next break, I'm going to talk about another really cool ingredient, and then I'm going to give you guys a recipe. So one little thing just to remember before we go to break. Whatever is not healthy, it's not sexy. And I'm going to keep telling you guys this. Sugar and wheat are stressors for the liver. So in excessive amounts, sugar impairs your estrogen metabolism in the liver and promotes a yeast overgrowth, which weakens the immune system. All right. So wheat is a common allergen, and in excessive amounts, it irritates the liver and causes fluid retention. If you're working to improve the health of your liver, limit your intake or avoid foods that contain sugar and wheat. Just say no. All right. So on that note, I'm going to send you guys off for a break. Just to remind you, it's Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So stay tuned for more fun ingredients that are aphrodisiacs after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
No matter what you have tried, healing is always possible. Learning about healing, what it is, and what it can do brings a much clearer understanding of the process. Listen for the Healing Power Hour with Suzanne Hill. Our program will help you understand your own body so that you can understand how you can reduce or eradicate any negative health issues that you might be dealing with. Healing is energy-based, and by learning how it works, you help yourself. Tune in to the Healing Power Hour, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
There are all kinds of issues which can affect our relationships, our families, our workplaces, and communities. Tune into Breakthrough with Michael Pipich for a clearer understanding to what these issues of modern life are and what kind of solutions are being presented and discussed. Michael and his guests will talk about teen suicide, PTSD, alcohol and drug abuse, bipolar disorders, and more. It's deeper understanding of our life and healing. Breakthrough with Michael Pipich is heard every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop is transitioning to the Seventh Wave channel as Being Outside the Box. We will explore ways you can live outside this reality by letting go of all the programming that binds you to the rules, beliefs, and judgments, taking away your choices. Where are you stuck? Health, finances, money, relationships, sex, or just plain living? Listen in starting July 11th at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific for Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. Will you choose to make your life more fun, healthier, happier, and joyful? What if it was easier than you could never imagine?
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here with me. So today we're talking about aphrodisiacs. So I've chosen some things that are in season right now because it is July or it is August. So berries are still in season. You know, strawberries are done where we are up here. I'm getting a lot of blackberries and raspberries and that kind of stuff, and watermelon. Watermelon is actually considered an aphrodisiac too. So I think I'm going to post a really cool recipe for you guys on my website on what to do with a watermelon. You can dehydrate it if you do have a dehydrator, and you can turn it into like candy for kids. It's delicious, but I don't want to get off track. So we're talking about berries. Another great ingredient which you can buy all year round, no matter where you live, especially in the States, is excellent called spirulina. Now, spirulina comes in a powdered form, and it's so potent. I used to get my son, who is now 19, when he was about 12, 13, 14, starting to get acne and stuff and just needed something for him in school, to give him a breakfast with a smoothie. And I'm going to share the recipe with you guys, a really simple recipe, but I used to tell him to put spirulina in his smoothie. My kids used to have to make their breakfast. So I'd always encourage something quick yet nutritious for them. And smoothies were excellent for young kids, no matter what your age is, but for kids in the morning, they really liked it. And it gave them the nutrition that they needed so that they could stay focused in school. And spirulina actually tastes very sweet. I wouldn't put more than a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon, depending depending on the size of the smoothie that you're making. I do sell it here in Bell Fountain. It is available online. There's lots of great companies that sell this stuff. And it's actually an algae. All right, so one thing I'm going to say here, I'm not a nutritionist, but I've learned a lot about food just because I'm a foodie. So I'm very passionate about food and I love to experiment and I'm always trying new recipes and creating my own. And people just love eating when they come near me because they know I'm doing something exciting. Spirulina is an amazing product. It tastes good. It's so high in protein. It was actually considered a sacred power plant by the Aztecs and the Mayans. And 1 acre of spirulina yields 20 times more protein than 1 acre of soybeans. So, I mean, it's just phenomenal what this plant can do, especially even for the environment as well. So it does come as a powder. You can add it into salads. You can put it in dressings. But smoothies is actually a really fun way to add it. And I did find that when my son was eating this more frequently, his skin started clearing up. He felt better. He wasn't getting the crashes of the blood sugar and that kind of stuff because it was a protein. So I encourage you guys, check it out. It is in my recipe book, which I'm launching this ebook that I talked about. It's going to be available next week. So you guys just have to follow me, email me, ask questions. It's a 28-day booklet. I'm not going to tell you the name of it yet because we came up with a really super fun title for you guys. But in my recipe here, I've got a berry summer smoothie. So really quickly, it's an easy recipe for you guys to remember. You get about 1/2 cup of your fresh berries, whether they're strawberries or raspberries. Mix it up with another 1/2 cup of like a blueberry. So whatever berries you can get your hands on, I want you to get 2 or 3 different kinds of berries and make sure you get about 1 cup to 1.5 cups. All right. Make sure they're washed. Then I want you to get 1 cup of organic milk, whether it's an almond milk or a soy milk or a hemp milk or whatever it is, try to get off the dairy. Now, I'm not a big fan of soy myself personally because there's just so much controversy over the hormonal imbalances it could affect in women. So I don't use soy. I prefer to make my own almond milk, or I buy it, or a rice milk. And it's a much nicer, lighter tasting milk. You throw all that in the blender and you add 1 teaspoon of the raw honey. Now, if you want it colder, just throw some ice in there, whip it up in the blender, and ta-da, it's that simple. All right, so you want a little bit more berries than your liquid, and then just your honey and whatever that milk base is that you're using. It's that simple. That is packed with antioxidants. You've got a bunch of protein in there, and then you can add about 1/2 teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of the spirulina. All right, so add that for flavor and extra protein, but you don't need a lot of it. All right, so that's a really simple recipe. I encourage you guys to check it out. And again, just stay posted, stay connected with me, because you're going to be able to buy my booklet, which is now going to be an ebook. And I've got like 1 million different recipes in here, and I've got all kinds of nutritional things, and everything in here is actually an aphrodisiac. So lots of great tips in here. Plus, there's all kinds of other great stuff, and I'll talk about that when actually book gets launched. So it's really to get you guys just using some simple ways to change your diet. It's not about, you know, doing it all. It's just little steps you can take, because that's how I learned. And I found anytime I was doing something in any extreme form, I failed. So I just found for me, it was easier to use simple steps and to just do things slowly. And then I was getting results slower, but in the long run, they were more effective for me. So that's just the way I found to do things. And again, as always, I just want to share, you know, a lot of people tell me stories, you know, in their personal lives, what they're struggling with, men and women. And to be honest, these are the things that you need to look out for, because again, the people who follow me are generally ages 30 and up, 30 to 50, maybe a little bit older than 50, 55. So when we get into that range, remember what I was talking about earlier, where if you've been living a lifestyle where you've had too much processed food, so eating out all the time, you know, a lot of caffeine, adding a lot of alcohol, if you're still smoking, you know, that kind of stuff, like, it's going to affect your drive. So with women, what women are finding, what are some of the signs that, you know, maybe things are changing, is that, you know, you may not have the desire to have sex anymore. It could be emotional. Make sure you're looking at all the reasons why you're having sex. But if all of that is good, then you're going to have to look at your diet. And I would encourage you, you know, if this triggers anything for you, is to go see a qualified herbalist or a nutritionist who's really specialized in more of that area. There's lots of great people up here in Canada. I'm sure that in the US you guys get a lot of that stuff as well. Again, you don't have to do a lot to understand that. So, you know, they're going to be focusing on foods and herbs to enhance your liver and your kidney. All right, to make sure that you might not need to do a liver cleanse or a kidney cleanse or some type of cleanse. So just make sure that they're very reputable and that they know what they're doing. With guys, same thing. A lot of guys say to me, oh, you know, I'm just getting older. I don't have the drive that I used to have. I wish I was young again. That's just a myth. I'm sorry. If you're eating right and you're looking after yourself, getting enough exercise, your libido should not go down. That is just a myth. And, you know, a lot of people accept that and they just say it's just a part of aging. No, I don't buy it. You know, you can change anything and maintain whatever it is in your life. There's always opportunities there. And if not, if it's not happening, again, I want you guys to look at, even for men, because a lot of men share their personal stories with me, if it is that you think it's your libido, that your body can't actually maintain itself, and it's not working the way it used to, and yet you do think you are eating healthy, then you need to look at some other aspects of some of the emotional stuff. Like, is there something that was triggered for you, most likely by a woman, all right, where, you know, they didn't want you to have sex? So this is common. I hear this so much with men, and I'm going to be really honest and share this. If you have been with a female who didn't enjoy sex that much, or was telling you to hurry up or to get it over with or whatever, that over time will affect you emotionally. So when you are with someone who's not allowing you to fulfill yourself as a man, it's going to affect you. And I've heard that story so many times. So I want you guys to make sure to listen up, because on some of my future shows, which next week we're going to be launching the first one, where I'm going to give men an opportunity to really talk about some of their issues so that women understand this stuff, because I just don't honestly feel that there is a platform for men. So next week we're going to be launching what I call my gangbang series. And I know that sounds a little bit raunchy, but it's about a platform for men. It's about men to have a voice about their sexuality, their sexual issues, because there is so much out there for women. And I love it. I think it's great. As a woman, I've learned so much about my own body. But on the hindsight of that, I don't think there's enough for men. And I get a lot of men asking me questions. And so that's what that theme is going to be about. So again, you know what? It's not always your fault. There's a lot of stuff going on psychologically and emotionally that men need to get resolved. So I'm very excited to share that. So just make sure, you know, you can change it. We can reverse it. Very exciting stuff. So very cool. Before I go for the next break, I just want to remind you guys again that ebook that's going to be coming out is going to be $6.90. So it's going to be a sweet deal for you guys. Email me, ask questions, or come on the show again next week, because a lot of this information that I'm sharing with you guys, I'm just giving you some really basic stuff, but a lot of my favorite recipes and that kind of stuff is going to be coming up for you guys soon. And again, I just want to remind you guys, because that last end of the show always goes by so fast. If anything I've said to you resonates with you, I work with women and I work with couples. So take advantage of that free 15-minute consultation call. You can email me, click my host button page here, and 15 minutes I can guide you guys to maybe it is just a consultation you need. Sometimes it could be I'm encouraging you guys to take a workshop, or it might be that full day event. And I'm going to talk a little bit more of some of the services that I offer after the next break in a little bit more detail, so you guys understand. All right. So I'm going to do it now. Take that last break. And when I get back, I'm going to share some of that info with you. So just to remind you, it's Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tamaran you're listening to on Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So today we've been talking about aphrodisiacs. Again, this is my Sex in the Kitchen series. So we're going to talk about specific aphrodisiacs, people that have written books, some great recipes, and some really cool kitchen gadgets. We're going to have some great guests lined up on the show. We've got some really fun stuff to share with you guys. So just to recap a little bit about what I've shared with you guys. All right. So you don't have to change your whole diet if you do want to start adding some aphrodisiacs. So you don't have to go crazy. And a lot of people ask me the question, and I'm going to answer it right now, is, well, how much should I take and how much should I do? Anytime you use herbs or you're changing something else in your diet, I want you to be smart and say to yourself, anything that you do in extreme is not healthy. I don't care what it is. So even when you're adding herbs or a new food to your diet, treat it like anything else that you eat. Don't go crazy. And your body's going to know when it's enough. Like, you can't turn around and drink like a cup of these herbal teas that I'm talking about that are an aphrodisiac and drink like 10, 20 cups a day because you want to go at it all night. Like, let's be smart about it. Okay. Use some common sense. Okay. It's not what you guys think. And I don't know why people have so much fear about herbs. We use herbs every day in our food, but just because you are taking them out of the equation and you're using them for something specific does not make it bad. You don't have to go running to your doctor to ask them about herbs, because I'm going to be honest, doctors do not study nutrition and herbology in school. So they're not going to have the answers. You have to take responsibility for your own life, just like I did. Try a little bit of something, see if it works, and then go online on that information highway and find out. There is all kinds of information on there. And again, they're going to tell you what's good, not so good, what might be a risk. You can even go to websites and they can tell you what foods and herbs interact with specific medications, because anytime medication is being tested and people are on specific foods or they eat something and they have a reaction, legally, they have to put that information out. And that information is available on the internet. So if you're concerned about that, then I suggest that you Google what would such and such possibly react with, and you will get hits, I guarantee it, because I've done a lot of research on that stuff too, because I have taken herbology. So they teach you guys how to do that. So I'm passing on that knowledge to you guys. Do not be afraid to try this stuff. And if it looks too risky, then trust your intuition and just don't do it. All right. So again, we're going to recap. We took the teas, we added the bee pollen, we added the honey that has bee pollen in it. Bee pollen keeps you calm. And the teas give you the stimulation. So you need stimulation so that you've got the blood flow in the parts of your body where they need to be affected. So you need movement, you need heat, you need energy for that passion, for that circulation to be there. That's what an aphrodisiac is, all right? The recipe that I shared with you guys is getting about 1 to 1.5 cups of berries, fresh berries. If you can get organic berries, that's even better. Why organic when it comes to berries? I'm going to share with you guys right now. Anything that has a very thin skin around it is susceptible to more pesticides, chemicals, whatever, insecticides, all that stuff. So if it has a thicker skin, something like a banana or a mango, that's fine. It may not have been absorbed into the fruit. But if you're looking at berries, all right, try and buy organic because you don't want to be adding chemicals because where are those chemicals going to go? Well, the residue of chemicals over time in your life will get a residue in the organs. And what are the organs that they're going to sit in are things like your kidneys and your liver, like I was talking about. So if you want to make sure that you're keeping your organs in a healthy, balanced way to work, you've got to start looking at adding foods that don't have any chemicals on them, because that's where all that those chemicals sit. You don't flush them out, you don't pee them out, they stay in your organs. A lot of people don't understand that, so that's why you hear a lot of people doing cleanses. What cleanses do is they actually help to release the toxins. So it's certain things that stimulate the residue that's sitting inside of the organs, and then it gets stimulated and it gets flushed out. But those are through specific foods and herbs to create that stimulation for the cleanse. So it's a different kind of an herb altogether. Again, if this resonates with you and you want to learn more about it, I encourage you guys, go see a certified nutritionist or go see a certified herbalist. Or you can even go to places where you actually go there and you stay there for a week and they've got all these people available for you. And there's a few places, there's more than a few now in the States and Canada where you can go and do a cleanse, all right? And you're doing it with other people, so you're getting the support. So I'm encouraging you guys because I've done this in my life. I'm not crazy. I don't do an overload. I just do it a couple of times a year, but it makes me younger. It makes me feel younger. I get so many people commenting on how young I look and how healthy my hair is and how clean and vibrant my skin is because I do add these foods into my diet, but I'm not extreme. I don't do anything 100%. It's just not my personality. So I do still enjoy the odd thing here and there, and I'm not skinny. I still have a little bit extra weight on me, but I feel a lot better now than I ever did when I was younger, when I was living a very unhealthy lifestyle. So it does work, and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a little bit of time. All right. And also, just to remind you, whose book did I talk about today? I talked about Bridget Mars. I would love to get her on the show in the future. So we're definitely going to be contacting her. She's got so much information in this book. The book is called The Sexual Herbal. And I'm going to be honest, I read a lot of books. And this is, if this is something that fascinates you, if you want to learn a little bit more, I encourage you guys to buy her book, all right? You can buy this, I'm sure, on Amazon. So it's actually one of my Bible books, one of my favorite books. I've got little flags in it all over the place, all right? And again, I just want to encourage you, if you want to learn more, if you do live locally, get onto my website, tamronsplace.com. Go into the calendar. You'll see my workshop called Get in the Mood Naturally. I talk a lot more, and I share with you guys private recipes. You get to try some of the foods, some of the drinks that kind of stuff. I'll make it for you in the workshop. That's coming up on August the 14th, and it's going to be running regularly as well. So that's a really fun workshop, and people just have an absolute blast. All right, so again, I just want to remind you guys, thank you so much for taking time out in your busy life and to spend it with me. I hope you've laughed or resonated with me in some way, or you feel compelled to listen again to the recorded version or share this show with your friends. And always remember that my life is the same as yours. I am not perfect. I'm not a supermodel, a porn star, or a celebrity. I'm just a crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up my personal boundaries. I want to be respected and respect all the people, the friends, my coworkers, the family, and the lovers in my life. And I needed to learn how to communicate, share, laugh at myself, and most of all, listen to the needs of the people I cared about so that I received the life that I fantasized about when I was young. And I didn't create it the first time around, but I certainly found the tools to create what I want now. And that is exactly what I love to do the most, is to pass down that knowledge to you, my listeners. So thank you again for listening, and I hope you remember to come back next week for another crazy, fun-filled show with me, Tamron. And remember that next week's theme is what I'm calling my gangbang series, which really is my platform for men. So on next week's show, we're going to be talking about some of the issues that men have, good and bad, that are really living healthy, fulfilled sex lives. And we're going to use a celebrity as a model. So we can talk about some of the good things. And the celebrity that I chose is one of my favorites. So I'm going to be sharing information about Elvis. And I know a lot of guys say, ooh, I wish I could be a celebrity like that, to have a lot of women after me all the time. Well, yeah, we might think that's great, but a lot of problems do arise with that. So if that's your fantasy, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about that next week, and have some question answered for some of the men as well too. So I encourage you guys to check that out. And again, just want to say cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately again.